Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardisha, and I am so glad that you are interested in listening to the wisdom the horses shared with me this week. There was some collaboration happening, as what started this whole train of thought was actually from lily pads, from the flowers of those water plants, well, more specifically from the buds. My morning at the farm starts with a walk out through the fields to film a short video that I like to call a peace reset. Several days ago while I was out there, I noticed these yellow buds all over the lily pads. I got really excited and I took a picture and I posted it on Facebook. And I stated something like, "We should be seeing some flowers tomorrow." The next day I went out and nope, no flowers, still buds. Maybe a tiny bit little more full than the previous day, but not much. Humbly, I took a picture and I posted it on Facebook again with a brief explanation of this phenomena that I encounter incredibly frequently. Recognizing and copping to this dynamic allowed me to be able to switch more into the expectancy perspective, like we talked about last week. So after realizing all of this, when I got back to the horses, the one that was lobbying most for my attention was my red horse. Not surprising at all, because he is probably my most valuable and consistent teacher of the ideas of possibility and potential. With much help, tons from my special red horse, I have come to recognize and appreciate something about myself. I am able to see the potential or possibility in things and people. This works in my favor sometimes and not so much in others. It can also trip me up in the way that I can feel like I am failing if I don't understand this certain dynamic. And I share it here because I am certain that this affects a lot of us. I had heard the term visionary before and never ever thought that it was describing me. It was for very grand people that could prophets, and they could predict great things. Then someone used it in reference to me, and my world went on tilt a tiny bit. Okay, maybe a lot of it. The first thing that helped me to kind of reconsider this whole element or this whole descriptor was to really look at what the word meant. What was a visionary? After looking up definitions and having some discussions, both internal and external, I came to my own conclusion that a visionary is really just someone that gets lots and lots of ideas and can see possibilities. That was something that I could identify with, and it was also very comforting. Comforting because it explained why I didn't have to keep on feeling like a failure. I get many, many, maybe even tons of ideas. Some are good and some maybe aren't quite so good, but definitely they flow. And when I'm in that creative, expanded place around the horses, they tend to come faster and more frequently. And as the owner of a business, when I got an idea, I felt that it needed to be implemented right away. It should be employed immediately. Sometimes I would feel like I should have known better or known this already, and it should have already been implemented, or I should already be doing it. So this really tripped me up a lot. Because first of all, it caused me to feel like I was somehow failing or not doing well enough or good enough. But also it would trip me up because this might be a great idea or great vision, And I wouldn't recognize how many steps and how much learning that needed to transpire before this idea or vision could come about. I gave myself no learning curve and absolutely no patience or understanding. Just the mental and emotional demand expectation that I should have already done this. And this robbed me of being able to enjoy the journey. And sometimes there was no journey because it stopped me dead in my tracks. And it just left me feeling stuck, disappointed, and feeling less than. It absolutely drained my emotions and my momentum. So of course, it's really difficult to be at your best when you're feeling like this. When I really recognized and embraced that I wanted something different with my horses was when I started to disrupt this pattern. Horses offered me the chances to do things differently. Really, it started before I was even aware of this whole dynamic. Thank goodness, because it was really deep. It needed lots of influence way before I was even aware of it. And really, I think that's one of the most beautiful and wonderful things about horses, in my opinion. Often, by working with them, we get what we need without even being aware of it. They start something and then eventually let us in on it when we're ready. Okay. Maybe kidding a little bit about that, because of course, yes, it is up to us to think, understand, and direct. But I really think deep in my heart that this place of possibility and potential has been held for me by my horses until I've been ready to step into it. They've taught me well how to do this for others, and for that I am deeply grateful. And I really, really love doing it. And I'm sharing it here because for so many of us, being around and interacting with horses fills us up in a big way. And I really feel compelled to help other people and for them to be able to help and inspire and connect with their horses in a deeper and more positive way. Horse time can light us up, definitely, and offer us the inspiration to become better humans. Even if it's only to hang out and feel better, lighter, happier by being with our horses, this truly has a positive impact on the rest of our lives. And when it touches our lives in such a positive way, then we can touch the lives of others. And of course, we can take this to a deeper level too. That's kind of what a lot of my life is about. But one of the great things that this teaches us is how to hold that space of potential and possibility while we discover and embrace the steps to guide us closer to what we can see and feel for that vision. This is the journey. The one that we're supposed to enjoy, you know? So we can release the urgency and enjoy the process. This can allow for that element that almost seems like magic to emerge, the one that horses embody. So keep on dreaming and visioning and allow the magic to unfold. Maybe literally, like a bud on a lily pad. Lessons come from such an interesting combination of nature and horses for me, for sure. Thank you so much for listening, and I am hoping that you keep on spotting and reaching for those possibilities. The horses are too, and maybe the lily pads. If you're looking for more horse inspiration, visit us on Facebook or Confidence Through Connection, and I hope that you experience much delight in your week. Bye for now.